Actually, right now I'm sitting in a basement in my area. Nobody's safe now in Homs. In the morning and till the sunset, it was horrible. Bombing, shelling, by bombs, by tanks, by a missile launcher. It's a new. They used it for the first time today, the missile launcher. They hit the field hospitals, the civilian houses, the schools, everything that moves, they shoot at it. Human being, a stone, a building, they shoot at everything they see. We have shortage of food, shortage of water, and most important thing, we have shortage of medical supplies.
Let me just jump in there because we've managed to get through to somebody else in Homs. Abu Khalid is on the line. Hello to you, Abu Khalid.
Hello, sir. We heard a sound like boom, boom, every 30 seconds. And it was very, very, very scary. I'm from area called Al-Qusur. Near my home, there was a military checkpoint. This military checkpoint, every hour, shout a gun in air to make no one go out from house.
Abu Emad, you're also in Homs, hiding in a basement there, staying safe. Would you like to speak to Abu Khalid to ask about his situation?
Of course. How are we, Abu Khalid? How are the situation near you?
Hello, sir. The situation is very, very bad. The sound is very, very scary. Every past hour, we heard a very scary sounds and shooting gun. We very scary from that, and I am scary from the military.
But believe me, I can tell you, it's not the worst than the situation in my area. I'm now in Baba Amr. So everything you talked about is much more. We have it here in Baba Amr.
Yes, in Baba Amr, the situation is very, very bad. It's the worst that I heard in my life. Something I don't understand. Why do all these things in the military?